views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. It's happened before. In 2000, Saddam Hussein announced Iraqi oil would be traded in euros, not dollars.
Welcome to Tando Radio Show. This is Scotty, your station engineer. We just lost Brother Dave, host of the Tando Radio Show, as we were getting started, so it looks like we have Brother Dave back.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. Sorry about that. Welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. Today is March the 8th, 2017. It is a Wednesday. It's a wise Wednesday, and we have a live show for you today. Looking forward to that with Brother Davis. We're going to be talking about the truth, how we should have a good relationship with the truth. And definitely looking forward to that. I'm going to be falling in and out of today's show, just so you all know. Brother Davis, once you chime in, just so you know, I'll be falling in and out because some things I have got to take care of. So, but with that being said, let's jump into today's show. As far as let's get some of the information to you that you need to know what's in the news. And before we do that, everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And you can easily do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. That is the website for this network that brings you the information that you have deemed relevant, necessary, and so important. And we want to thank you for that because you're the reason why we're here. So also, if you would, give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to evolve, continue to grow in its overall efforts. And you could easily do that by going to the website, and on the far right-hand margin, you'll see the donation prompt. Hit that donation prompt, and then make sure that you give some of your financial energy so this network can grow. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media outlet, and it is known as BTR Community. Be a part of BTR Community. And I think it's very important because BTR Community, no matter who you are, you won't be adversely affected for what you post, what your comments are, what you're promoting, of course, as long as it's within reasonable. And it's not a place where you're going to be adversely affected at all, but not like the other mainstream media ones. So come on over to BTR Community. It's the only place that I post information. So join it and be a part of it. It's only $24 a year for that. Also, if you would like to acquire precious metals, real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint, Prosperity Mint. Check out what's in inventory there. Then email Wolf6Pack1. Going to be changing up some things there relatively soon. And this is going to be very, very important for what's going on. You're going to want to have some real, you want to have the great creator's money. You want to have the universal money, not something that man has created. So you could do that, and you could save as a king or a queen and save as a lady and a gentleman by acquiring real assets that you can control and hold. Very, very important. So you can do that at Prosperity Mint. Also, on March the 25th, just in less than 2 weeks from now, March the 25th, in 2 weeks from now, March the 25th, the Volt Media Group is going to have the Family Business Private Wealth Seminar in Dallas, and that is going to be from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time in Dallas. Tickets for couples is $200. Tickets for individuals is $125. So come on down, and I'm looking forward to everyone that's been contacting me that's telling me that they're coming. We will do something for just the Tando Radio Show listeners. I'm looking forward to meeting with you and start our overall collaboration and have that growing. Very, very important, I think, especially in today's world. So come on down to Dallas for that seminar. I will be one of the presenters. There will be others that will be presenting as well. And the information is going to be great. The opportunities that will be there for you, and you will be able to gain from all of that. Very, very important. So that's March the 25th. And if you would like to be a part of that, you can email. And the email address that you want to go to is hfrn.vault@gmail.com. hfrn.vault, like a bank vault, vault@gmail.com. And just put in the title and the subject, Dallas, March the 25th, and just say that you would like to RSVP, get tickets and the information for you to attend. And the Volt Media Group individuals will send you the necessary information for you to do just that. So looking forward to collaborating with you all, sharing some moments in our eternal existence. Definitely looking forward to that. So that being said, let's jump into what's in the news, and we're going to get to Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. And just so you know, I'll be going back in and out today because I have to take care of some things. But I'm definitely going to be still listening to the show, but I'll be back and forth, just so you know, Brother Davis, so that you won't be wondering. I have to do a couple of things, but I will be back and forth on the show. So let me definitely, let's jump into what's in the news. First article, what's in the news before we get to Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis, is going to be from RT International. Is it time to get out of the stock market? I would say yes. It's been that way for a little while. But if you play it right and make sure that you're not overextending yourself there, then you will be fine. So, but we'll talk about that as well at a later time. So check out that article that's there that comes from Russia Today. Next article comes from SCMP, which is the South China Morning Post.com. Co-drafted for South China Sea conduct, the Chinese foreign minister said. And what they did was a first draft for the SUNY and the ASEAN Code of Conduct for the disputed South Sea of China has been completed. The Chinese foreign minister Ying said on Wednesday today. This is huge. We will definitely touch this. Ladies and gentlemen, the 96-hour margin call has already started. We are past hour 1, 2, 3. It is definitely ramping up, and you'll see that as we go along. Next article. My brother, thanks, Brother Al, for sending this. You know who you are. That says South Sea of China is definitely militarizing the South Sea of China. So thank you for that article. Also from military.com, U.S. Marines move into Syria with howitzers. That's the the artillery, one of the big guns in artillery that the U.S. uses is the howitzer. Marines attached to the 11th Marine Expedition Unit quietly moved into Syria weeks ago to establish artillery base. Defense officials confirmed to military.com on Wednesday. The move comes as America's backed forces intensifying their assault against the Islamic State capital city. Ladies and gentlemen, no matter how they put it, the ground troops are there. And you'll see that as we go along here. Also, this one comes from Russia Insider. 75% of Americans mistakenly believe Russia, not diabetes, will probably kill them. Check out that article. Very, very important. Next article from Business Insider. U.S. Army Rangers are operating on the ground inside of Syria. Yes, ground troops are there because this war is going to out of the bag, and it's right around the time that we thought it would be doing it at the pace that we thought that we've been reporting on for a while now, and it is definitely unfolding. You need to be prepared for that. Next article from Washington Free Beacon. North Korea could soon launch attack on Hawaii. Check out that article from the Washington Free Beacon. And let me just go over that real quick. North Korea could soon have the capacity to launch an attack on Hawaii that would devastate America's Pacific military bases, accelerating the need for the U.S. to upgrade military defense in the area. Today, the United States today relies on ground ballistic missiles interceptors deployed in California and Alaska to protect Hawaii. But the defenses would do little to guard the U.S. Check out that article.
Dave.
What are they telling you? Like, yes, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, when I saw you posted this in BTR community, I sent it to my ex-wife, who is a descendant of Hawaiians. And she kind of, she had a colonized mind when I met her, and so did I. You know, that was beginning of my awakening in in my early 20s or whatnot. But even this year, or not this year, last year, I had told her about some things, talked to her about some things concerning the sovereignty movement to reclaim the kingdom of Hawaii. And bless her colonized mind, she said, well, what would we do to defend ourselves? We need the military bases and all this. Well, that's why North Korea is targeting you. They ain't got nothing against the Hawaiian people, I don't think, you know, the original inhabitants of the island, but those military bases there make it a target.
Nino, I'm going to tell you, Scotty, it's not just North Korea. How about China? One of the things, and I'm going to just say this, one of the things that China has done with some of its military is it realized that for some of its stealth fighters, what they did was that they developed stealth technology and integrated into their overall air force from a standpoint of knocking out the U.S.'s ability to wage a war in the South Sea of China by attacking its supply lines and all of the supplies that go through there to be able to get the sorties effective, or their overall attacks, their air support and everything else attack. That's what China has done. So they're going to take out the U.S. military's ability to refuel their F-22 Raptors in air, because they have no range. Those planes have no range. So what does that do? That means that Hawaii is going to be the overall primary target of Hawaii and Guam. And Scotty's absolutely right. Got nothing to do with the people. Has everything to do with who's on their island. So bad company brings bad attention. So, yeah, it's really, really, really devastating, and this thing is definitely going to come to a head, and it is definitely moving. Also, next article comes from Reuters. As North Korea missiles threat grows, Japan lawmakers argue for first strike option. Tokyo rattled by North Korea's military advances, influential Japanese lawmakers are pushing hard for Japan to develop the ability to strike preemptively at the missile facilities of its nuclear-armed neighbor. Japan has so far avoided taking the controversial and costly step of acquiring bombers or weapons such as cruise missiles with enough range to strike other countries. It's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, unfolding. Very, very important article. We will get into this tomorrow, definitely. Exclusive, and my commentary on this one, I said major development. Exclusive. Mexico cancels sugar export permits to U.S. in trade dispute. Ladies and gentlemen, when you stop having trade between companies, that's when you have war. It's all unfolding. It's all unfolding. We talked about this once the new celebrity figurehead person came into position, and I said that there was going to be a food crisis that is going to be brought about here in the state. And if you know about the United States, where it gets most of its food from, the lion's share of its food comes from California, which right now is under a major threat of losing all of its farmland to being flooded. And its richest area of produce agriculture and produce is under threat from the overall dams and reservoirs that are overflowing just before the spring runoff happens. And those dams and reservoirs will overflow, and probably those dams will give in. And if that happens, ladies and gentlemen, you will have a great, great problem here in the United States with food. Because Mexico is a huge provider of food for the United States. All right, so we'll take a look at that, and we'll definitely pay attention to that. Next article, last one before we get into with Brother Davis. This one is, let me just give you a little commentary on this one. This is today out of the UN. Very, very important things were happening, and it's the U.S. is hinting that they're ready to engage North Korea with a military option, and this is really going to, in my opinion, it's definitely going to happen. If you listen to Nikki Haley's press release today at the UN, basically said that here's what she actually said, and I quote, Nikki Haley told the UN Security Council that the U.S. is reevaluating how it must deal with North Korea, and that all options are on the table, including a military attack, after North Korea repeated nuclear bombing tests and repeated missile tests are already the talks in the U.S. corridors of power that the North Korean war may have to go hot again very soon. What else do we need to see that it is going to happen? I know you all have been keeping up on this because that's why you listen to Tando Radio Show, and this is why we give this information for you, so that you will properly prepare and have yourself and your family and the community in a better position of advantage. It is coming, it is here, and it will have widespread effect. Adversity will be a widespread effects that will have adverse conditions, and there will be opportunities as well. So make sure that you prepare yourself and your family properly and accordingly to that. Let your conscience be your guide. Let's go over to, that's it for what's in the news, and we will definitely touch on this later this week. We're going to go hand it over to Brother Davis for this Wise Wednesday, and Brother Davis is going to definitely give you some great information and some wise counsel on to truth. So ready to go with Brother Davis. If you're ready, Brother Davis, it's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes, my brother. It's always good, always. Welcome to the show, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Davis coming at you, and I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be a powerful show tonight because I have to reveal certain truths to you that you may or may not know. And the reason why I say you may or may not know is because some people accept something to be true, but they feel if it doesn't affect them directly, they don't have to do anything about it. And the sad part about it is there's a lot of people like that. But one thing about the truth, in every circumstance, the truth will set you free. I want to start the show off with a quote from my illustrious elder brother. And he is my blood brother, by the way. When it comes down to it, the only knowledge that is really matters is how to purify water, how to grow your own food, how to cook, how to build, and how to love. And funny enough, we're not taught any of this in school. It's almost like they want your head filled with useless crap that you will never benefit by. Life is so important. You will always be dependent on the governments or corporations if you don't walk in truth. Now, that's a powerful statement. Because in reality, what we apply to our daily lives in order to survive is what is important. You see, they have dumped, and hear me clearly, they have dumped a lot in your brain that you will never need. And the reason why is because they want your brain clogged up. You see, when your brain is clogged up, it does not have the ability to focus and can be very easily agitated. Now, agitation is a state in which chaos can be induced. Now, I wanted to give you just that much so you'll have an understanding of the meat that I'm about to lay on you now. We are of a universe that we all play a role. And although we have different levels of, should I say, consciousness as well as dimensional living, we all require some main things. One of those things that every living thing, and mark my word, every living thing requires is water. Now, that's a show within itself. But I want to give some comparison so you have an easier understanding. In order for you to really visualize this, I must give you the root. The root is seed. You started out as a seed, just like every other plant. So that seed had to be fertilized before the process of the Creator's plan to be implemented, which is the same as a seed that you plant into the ground. Interesting, isn't it? And like I told you, the simplicity of truth makes it easy to follow. So as you go through your Creator's plan during that 9 months, there's a number of things that are taking place that the seed goes through to help it develop. In that development process, different timelines are met, in which, in the case of a human seed, the organs, they come in their time, the limbs, they come in their time. All of this is a part of the natural development. Now, why do I bring this up? Because plants do the same thing. I hope y'all are picking this up. You see, plants have to be put into the ground. Then when they're fertilized by the earth, the part of the pod that breaks open, that exposes the growth process, has gone through its period We call it gestation period, but it's actually the same thing with a plant. What makes it so unique is that all during this time, the earth supplies that seed with what it needs. As a child is born, all during its time of gestation, that womb supplies that seed with what it needs. One of the primary essence of this process is water. And isn't it interesting how things keep coming back to the life-giving source of water? You see, I have not begun to give you a clarity because I'm trying to get your mind to think. Well, if plant seed is nurtured in the earth, what initiates that process? What a water does. Now, in that same idea, as it bursts from the ground, it's stretching up to what? The sun. What do we need after we come and out of the womb? There are two things that we need right away. We need food and we need air. We cry. You realize that the most purest point of the operation of your lungs takes place after you are born. Now, let me give you an idea of that. You ever hear a baby cry, and they cry so intently that there is a point in which they have cried all of the oxygen out of their lungs. And you can actually hear no sound until the child inhales again. And then it goes back into the breathing, the crying process. You see, this is called embryo breathing, or baby breathing, or birth breathing. But literally, when plants come out the ground, they stretch. Their limbs reach up to that energy that's being projected on them by the sun. Why the sun? Because there is a natural process that goes on between the enzymes in a plant, a chlorophyll or whatever, that is energized by the sun's ray. So at the root, the earth is fueling the plant, the water is entering the plant, and the sun's rays are energizing the plant. When it comes to humans, after the child takes on the natural form of its dimension, and understand I'm talking about life in different dimensions, it literally begins to absorb the sun's rays at every opportunity. Why do I say every opportunity? Because most of us have been born in artificial light, where most of the time we are contained in artificial light. Why? Because literally they can control the amount of everything that the body receives. And that's done for a reason. Because, see, now, had we lived in a third world country and the woman would go out into the bush, they always picked a clearing that had a shade tree and sunlight. Why? Because if they were fortunate enough to have their other sisters and mother with them as a attribute, then they could take on the responsibility of, after the child has been received, put the child in a cool place while the child feeds for its first time. But when the child is brought into the sun and the sun hits the child's skin, it starts a generating process of energy. Yes, it kick starts this system. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, there is, like I told you before, there is an indwelling intelligence that is operating in every living thing. And it's different depending on the dimension of that thing, whether it's a plant, whether it's a tree, but they all require water and sunlight. Now, the reason why I'm trying to go at this state is because I want you to understand that there comes a point in which the natural processes take over. Okay, what are the natural processes? The natural processes, what a plant is, it doesn't have the mobility that humans have. So its natural process is to stand on the strength of the nutrients that is being absorbed in the roots, receive all of the rays of the sun, and absorb water when rain comes to it. Because, see, plants literally, like your skin, can be moistened by touch. And that's what happens when the rain hits. It moistens the plant, and the plant absorbs that water in as much as it can at that stage. Now, why is that? Because the rain is constantly coming down, that as it hits the ground, the plant is still going to receive nutrients from the water and from the ground because of the rain's process. And understand, when the sun comes out, and although the plant may be dried by the sun, it's literally absorbing more of the sun. Okay? So now that literally is giving the plant life. The different dimension that we live in as humans is when that sun hits us, there is a process in which our natural indwelled intelligence is taking that sun into our bodies, and it's literally compacting it in a manner in which that sun now is energizing our body through its natural process. Now, could we speak to that process? Absolutely not, because we haven't been taught that. But can we learn how to be able to engineer that process? Absolutely. But in order to do that, there's something that is required from us. And I want to make a statement right here that some people may think is a little forward, but in everything in life that is going to be transformational, there is a requirement of us. Now, people think, okay, well, you know, we can do things through positive thinking. Absolutely, positive thinking is an attribute. But how do you direct that positive thinking to achieve what it is that you're trying to achieve? You see, this body that we have the ability to communicate with the indwelled intelligence. But we will not be taught that by Westernism. Because, see, in order for us to do that, there's going to be requirements of us. Because we just don't develop that like Western education. No, no. It takes a due diligence that you literally must convert yourself to understand and grow by. Let me repeat that. It takes an intelligence you must convert yourself to understand and grow by. What is unique about this? And I'm going to move a little quicker as we go along. What is unique about this is that there is a point in the lives of humans before we were introduced to European concepts, well, when before they took over, came over and they savagely killed, yeah. Before they came over and savagely killed, what they did, what we did, literally, is we basked in the luxury of an example. Absolutely. That meant that the people that was around us, we did what they did. And in doing what they did, we grew to understand the process, okay? They lived by a foundation. This foundation was based on Ma'at. And this Ma'at was 42 principles. And although they may not have openly discussed the 42 principles with a child could see by looking and watching their example how this benefited them. So what did they do? They took on the same persona. they did what the example did. Well, the reason why they couldn't go wrong is because literally what the example was doing was teaching them how to live. Now, to give you an example, what animals do, animals survive. So when a baby watches the mother go out and hunt, it's learning how to survive. So when it follows that aspect of hunting, what it's doing is applying the survival skills that the mother or the father had demonstrated. I know you guys may be hearing some different sounds behind me because I'm still doing my job. But in this process, a human baby, which is another dimension of life, is also following his examples. Well, pre-European, the example of my aunt was demonstrated on a daily basis because it's 42 principles. They start out with some basic things like, I will not commit iniquity. I will not do violence. I will not lie. I will not bear false. It's 14 principles. I could repeat them all to you, but literally, that's another reason why I'm taking this route. I would like you to literally go out and find out what these principles are for yourself, because these become tools in making you a better parent. I do apply them, and I do teach my children and my grandchildren to learn the 42 principles. Why? Because their time will come when they don't have to teach their children. And in order for their children to be upright according to the way we want them to learn, once they learn the principles, they have to live them. Understand how I said that? Once they learn the principles, you are required to live them. Here's the unique thing about that, and this is one of the reasons why Westernism does not incorporate the 42 principles. They speak on everything from deception to environment to life. You see, there is no areas on which the 42 principles do not cover in this dimension of living. And the sad part about it is that Europeans had came and they literally studied the 42 principles. But you know what? When they examined that to their plan, they couldn't maintain them. So you know what they did? They took 10. They took 10 of the 42 principles, so we could live with these. Now, there's other avenues of understanding. When I say avenues of understanding, the way they propagated it and how they perpetuated it as being a part of their lifestyle and their will to do what it is they do. Why? Because in the principles, you cannot pollute the air, you cannot pollute the land, definitely couldn't pollute the water. And the sad part about it is those are the very things they teach you to do. Through example, what we must understand is that it's our responsibility to be the restorators. It's always been our responsibility. But because we got so caught up in to the concept of Westernism, the system of education of Westernism, because we didn't have any control over the Westernism, they tried to sever our connection with our spiritual past as well as our ancestral and cultural way of life. But through due diligence, it's all out there. You can find how you can restructure your thought process, and that's one of the things I'm going to talk about in the next hour. But I want you to understand this, that all of the principles that makes your body function, and they're all based on universal laws, you have the ability to tap into. You have the ability to have a certain degree of control over, and you have the ability to elevate yourself beyond the physical capacity of time and space because it's available to you. But you have to do something for it. Remember what I said before. It will require something of you. Do people live this way now? Absolutely. Why isn't it prevalent? Because there's a greater fear of you growing in the understanding of it than it is for you not knowing about it at all. You see, it's easy to keep you in confusion. Because in confusion, you won't ask those questions. And absolutely what makes confusion work for Westernism is because they literally know that you will look for them to bring a certain degree of civility to the confusion. And understand, they cause the confusion, so you'll do that. Which comes back to the first statement I made about relying on governments and corporations. Now, I'm trying not to move too fast because there's so much I want to tell you. But there's so much information out there that you can literally tap into. We have been taught that we're human beings. Yes, we are born human beings. But because of the way our examples helped us to develop, they were already victimized by Westernism. So literally, Westernism is already a part of your life before you even considered being a seed. But Westernism is not your way of life. You see, you should not be eating the way you are eating. There's a video out right now, I suggest everybody get it, called Urban Kryptonite. I'll repeat that again at the end of the show, but the name of the video is called Urban Kryptonite. You're eating food that is of a diet that is not conducive to the needs of your body. So your body adjusts some of those needs, but understand, like the plant. Remember, there's certain things that that plant must have. It must have the sun, it must have water, must have good earth to feed it nutrients. You see, you have to supply that. So if your examples were good at what they did, you know, you got three meals a day according to the Western diet, then you never asked, do I need three meals a day? The three meals a day that you got was based on the Western concepts of a diet, but yet you didn't. No, so you followed your example. But now you're of age where you can do your own due diligence, just like I did. And you can find out different things, just like I did. Do you realize that according to your culture, you ate meat on special occasions? Absolutely. And you only ate certain kinds of meat. Why? Because your body, literally, is a vegetable-based body. You see, vegetables are an attribute to how your body feeds itself. The vegetables have natural minerals and supplements in it that your body needs that is already in the food. But if you're eating processed foods, your body in some cases don't know what it is. And in most cases, when it's GMO, it don't know what it is. So your body's indwelling intelligence tells it to put it in fat. What is that? The fat cells of your body. Where does most disease start? In the fat cells of your body. You see, in reality, although the other diseases start other ways, your diet is the foundation upon which your body will function. So your mind must learn to focus on the needs of the body. Now, you already know, by the way, I started to show that 99% of the stuff in your head, you will never need. How many times did you go to school and say, oh, what do I need this for? It was given to you for a purpose to meet a standard within the Western society in order to attain a certain degree of knowledge. And I'm not saying that that's not good, because it gave you a certain level of the thought process. So if you received your high school diploma, that reflected the level of thought process. If you received an associate's, that reflected the level of the thought process, only in the measurement of standard in the Western world. But most of the stuff you learn, you still don't use. That is why it's important that you make yourself a vessel of information of what you need and how you can apply it to what you do. So that means you can actually study almost anything and be proficient at something. But what you need to learn most of all is how to be proficient in knowing thyself. Because when you're proficient in knowing thyself, you're unstoppable. Because you know you. So you go to the doctor because you got a headache, and you say to the doctor, I got a headache, and the doctor's saying, here, take this medicine. Now, he's not telling you, I'm giving you this medicine because the company who makes this medicine gives me a kickback. And I make so many dollars per month because I reflect this medicine. Because that's how Westernism works. But if you go to a holistic doctor, and that's somebody who looks at the problem as a system, your whole system is a part of this problem. And they might say, well, what did you eat today? Did you drink water? You see, all of these things play a role in understanding the source of the headache. Because that's what holistic is to find the problem, examining the whole system. And the best part about that is that if you open your mind, you will find there's a lot of things that you really don't need to go to the doctors for. Absolutely. Do you realize that we, as human beings, do not occupy a certain degree of our brain because we do not think beyond a certain stage? What does that mean? That means that if you got a person that goes to a place, it might be a job, it might be just at home, that doesn't require nothing of their mind, and they're comfortable with that, they won't do nothing with it. Understand how I said that? Because there's a choice here. You can always do something with your mind that's going to enhance or make you better. Now, what I really want you to focus on is what you could do with your mind that will help the quality of life that you have. Why? Because we are interconnected in a universe in which we can tap into resources that other people that live in the same dimension do not have access to. Because of the way we're made. Because of the melanin in our skin. Because of the right-left brain thought process. You see, we have never been taught the right way for us to maintain a quality of health, not only in our physical bodies, and our spiritual minds. Now, why is that, you say? That's a good question. Now, let's face it, history has taught us that Africa is the richest nation in the world with resources. Every nation in the world that has any kind of leverage or power is stealing, taking, or raping Africa. And there are some there, i.e., that literally are stealing, killing, and destroying. You see, the aspect that I want you to see here is the role you play. And the reason why I want you to see the role you play is because no one's ever pointed it out to you. Remember I told you about truth? That truth thing, one of the things about it, once you know, you're responsible for what you know. Now, how many really don't drink enough water a day? Do you know how much of your body requires water? Not only that, did you know that you can be hydrating and not really know it because you don't know your body? That's right. I mean, mark my word. People are dying from a lack of water because they don't have any communication with the indwelling intelligence that is operating in your body. And everybody has an indwelling intelligence. Now, I have been trying to open that door for you to tap into that. But we're reaching now where we're reaching critical mass. I got to fast track you now. Fast track you means I got to give you the information that some of you will take and do your due diligence on and become better at being human. Because, see, the universe is putting a requirement on us now. And what does that mean? That means all of this weather that is happening now, yeah, man has something to do with it. But we have literally allowed man to take and take and take from the universe when we are the caretakers of this marble we live on. That's part of what we are assigned spiritually to do. And I know some of you are saying, well, what do you mean? That seems like it's totally crazy. That's only because you're thinking with a Western mind. But here's what you don't know. They want you to think like that so you're easier to program. If you don't have a personal due diligence that makes you want to open that door and want to know what your dwelling intelligence is, and how can you be able to tap into it? And most of all, how can you tap into it so that it can work for you, so that you can heal sickness and disease? And guess what? When you really get powerful at about working with your indwelling intelligence, then you can expand that. Because you have to understand, when you're working with your indwelling intelligence, you are working on a level of communication that is not limited. Let me repeat that. When you are working with your indwelling intelligence, you are working with an intelligence that is not limited. Because just as you begin to operate in your indwelling intelligence, the universal intelligence that literally is operating around you and is tapping into you, and that radiance that you see that's called aura, you're giving back to the universe. But you're giving back to the universe in a way that the universe can convert that. But this knowledge will not be given to you in the system that you're in. You must seek it in order to be able to utilize it. Now I'm going to tell you why we have to seek it. Because we are reaching critical stage in what we call this life here on earth. Not because of something we did, but because of something that is happening right in front of us and we're doing nothing about. Why are we doing nothing about? Because the people who are perpetuating it is ignorant. So if they're ignorant and they're teaching you ignorance, then ignorance can never obey intelligence, because you will never know what intelligence is, when you see it, you will do what ignorant people do. What is that? When I'm thirsty, I'm going to look for water. You should be looking for water before you're thirsty. You're looking for somebody to tell you what to do. So you're looking for a savior, i.e. Westernism. That goes back to the original statement about the things that you were taught and you don't need. Brothers and sisters, I'm trying to give you the things that you need. And if you operate in these things that I'm trying to give you today through your own due diligence, and I will give you certain books and that you can look into, you will be able to open a door that you never knew was there before you. And the reason why you never knew it was there before you before is because you come from a long line of intellect that is so great. To this day, the very people who call themselves technologists do not know how your people were able to achieve the things, i.e. the pyramid, i.e. building the Sphinx. You see, they don't know how you were able to do that. They can speculate, but in reality, they don't know. Listen, we're going to move on a commercial. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I want you to put a silk seatbelt on, because if you're ready, I'm going to take you to a place that when you get loose, when you can operate in the true indwellingness of self, you can set self free. And when you set self free, it is very, very truthful. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. Pick up your phones, call, give me your questions, because this is the time to get answers of truth. We'll be right back.
Black Talk Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I am hyped tonight. Please give me a call, because I'm going to tell you something. A lot of you may think that what I have to tell you is just poppycock, because that's what Westernism wants you to think. But here's what they don't tell you. Westernism needs you. You don't need Westernism. And it's even coming to now a point where Westernism is coming to the realization that they need you. Not only because they cannot operate as you can in the circumstance that they have moved us into, unbeknownst to their ignorance, once again. But as we begin to wake up and develop and we connect the dots, we see our connection to the whole. What is the whole? Well, the sun is a part of the universe. Water is a part of the universe. Well, how are we connected with the moon? Yes, we are connected with the moon. Interesting. I'm glad you asked that. Because what makes the uniqueness about this, what is called cosmic universe, is that we are cosmic people. What does that mean? That means that we are divine beings. And with the right education, we leave the human level. And during the process of growing in the divine ways, we reach the divine level. And on the divine level, there are no limits. But you cannot reach there, the divine level, carrying baggage. What does that mean? You can't reach the divine level with any Western teachings. Because all Western teachings are based on an intent. Even science is called esoteric. Why is it called esoteric? Because it's pseudo. Everything in science is a pseudoscience. It must be a study of something in order to show a result. So that means there has to be a formula, and that formula has to be followed, and those ingredients necessary for the formula to be followed reproduce a result. So you could literally say to some degree in areas of science, it's a guessing game. And you know, that's fine. That's fine because according to Westernism, they find results. But you have to understand what that does to you. That takes you away from the primary service that you should be doing. And the primary service that you should be doing is growing in yourself to meet the spiritual evolution process to attain your divine self or your divine being. But the reason why is because you have so, Westernism puts so many pitfalls in your way. They're not going to tell you that in order to make a good decision based on it, absolutely just your needs, you have to eliminate your emotions. You say that again, you have to eliminate your emotions. You cannot make a good decision based on your needs when you have an emotional attachment to it. It's just hereditarily impossible. Because you have something that's leveraging you one way or another. So when you can put your emotion in check, because you're in control of your emotions don't control you. Now, don't get me wrong. I do know that Westernism's program is to get you to believe that you are emotional and that you should react out of emotion. But see, I had told you before on one of other shows that that allows them to interpret what your emotion is or what your reaction is going to be. And in most cases, they could kill you and tell you whatever they want. Because guess what? If there's no cameras to take pictures, that's the truth that they're going to follow. And sometimes, you know this already, even when there is cameras and pictures, they follow the truth they want. And what is the truth they want? They let people walk away with murder, kill, murder. I mean, literally kill. They have it on the tape, and guess what? They got a term for it called justify. You cannot live in a world that has two aspects of law. They have a civil aspect of law, which is called civil law, and a maritime aspect of law, which is called maritime law. You only fall into categories. Now, they have attributes in each one of these categories, but they weren't designed for your spiritual man. They were designed to keep your earthly man in control. But your earthly man is so far off track now that if you apply just some of the teachings, you're going to be able to go through some doors that you literally are going to make you hungry. Because you're going to say, you know, I didn't realize we could do that. I didn't know we could do that. Right now, there is such a great importance that should be placed on water. Why? Because water is the elixir of life. You cannot live without it. One of the main things I try to get people to understand is this. You can do something even when you think you can. One of the reasons why one of my shows was on meditation was because meditation literally is the ground floor of going through doors that will open you up to your spiritual awareness. But it requires of you, once again. Nothing is just going to happen because you want it to. You can think as positive as you want, and that will give you a certain degree of, shall we say, cosmic connection. But until you literally do something that's going to enhance that, your cosmic connection will be limited when it could be unlimited. Now, why do I keep coming back to saying it could be unlimited? What is unlimited? Your cosmic connection, and hear me clearly, is Europeans' greatest fear. Why? Because they cannot tax it, they cannot control it, nor do they know the limit of it. So yeah, there's a fear there. And here's the catch. They need you to operate on the cosmic level to help repair the damage they've done here on this earth. Now, did you catch that? Because let me repeat this again. They need you to operate on your spiritual level in order to connect with the universe and help do the repairs that is needed here. Now, will they be around for that? Possibly not. Will you be around for completing it if you're a part of it? It's possibly not. But your energy. So you'll be transformed into another level. And that level may mean, and this is only speculation because I don't know, that level may mean you're a star. That level may mean that you are the ocean where you were once a drop. Now, let me explain that to you because I know there have been a lot of different teachings. One of the main teachings that they talk about is how you are part of a greater whole as an ocean of consciousness in the universe as an ocean. So because a drop is separated from the ocean, does that mean it's not the ocean? No. That means that all of the cosmic and metaphysical functions are there, but you can't work them on the level of an ocean. So you can on the level of a drop. So therefore, you're not disconnected. And if you're fortunate enough to read the waves that come over and pull you back into the ocean, you're part of the great mass again. This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to get you to understand you are a part of the great mass. I'm hoping you guys got yourselves by the telephones. I'm hoping you guys got some questions. Because literally, the teachings that I'm giving you tonight are going to be vital in the years to come. The destruction of our world that is going on all over it is going to cause for our universe, for us to hear our universe. And it's calling us now. For those who can hear, they know. This weather that you see, some of it has been constructed, but a lot of it is not. I don't know if you noticed it, but do you realize that in countries like Peru and Venezuela and Argentina, that there are large bodies of mammals, fish, and things like that washing up on the shores. And some of them, they can't even be identified because they live so deep in the ocean. our universe is calling us, and we must rise to be the people we were meant to be. And it is not going to be easy, because we have been dumbed down so low that our self-esteem has to be built up to believe that we can achieve. And the sad part about that is that most people listening to us will probably think, well, there's nothing wrong with me at all. And then go out in the kitchen to make a hot dog or a hamburger. We have to rebuild our bodies. We have to take away all of those things that literally are stopping the blockage. See, that's what's happening for a lot of this illness. There are things that we're doing and we're putting in our body that literally are either overabundance, not what it needs, or it forces it to decay. And this is not all done because you know you're doing it. This is done because of your habits. And some of your habits are literally self-destructive to you, but yet you still indulge in those habits. And we've been talking about food for the longest period of time because I want you to understand that literally the food that you put in your body is stopping your temple from developing to the point in which you could tap into it on a spiritual level and work directly with your indwelling intelligence in order to not only heal but build yourself to the level of the next stage. What is the level of the next stage? Well, for those of you who are doing meditation now, if you're reaching a point where you can find your place of peace, then you're at a point in which your doors are open. What is a place of peace? A place of peace is when you can go into a state of meditation, take on a breathing pattern, and get to a point where you're so comfortable that you are at peace. And believe me, although you may not believe it to be, it's there. Because when you're at peace, then those things that in the land, when I say those things that are in the man that have not been tapped into, that are dormant, begin to awaken. You have an intuitive gene in your DNA. And that intuitive gene has the gifts of your spiritual nature. Now, what are the gifts of your spiritual nature? They could be many. But here's the problem. You cannot operate in these gifts with any kind of Western connection, because Western connection always has intent behind it. You have to be pure in mind to be responsible for this type of intelligence. You see, the reason why is because you cannot give something so powerful to someone too immature to use, or you'll be wasting it. And in the universe, there is nothing wasted. Everything that's wasted that's out in the universe now comes from man. Even when a star dies, and I'm quite sure you heard that phrase, and it burns itself out, all of that process that it burns out and the trail behind it, these are different particles of minerals and supplements that can take root and bring life forward. You see, the evil in the universe is of the person who chooses evil. It wasn't a choice for you to make if you were never exposed to evil. So do you see how Westernism literally has taxed on you something you had no idea, and literally they're trying to use it against you? Well, what do you mean by that, Brother Davis? Well, take, for instance, fear. Have you noticed over the last 10 to 12 to 20 years, they've been perpetuating fear on all levels? Fear is not a tool for you to use. Fear is not something that you can operate in and be productive. Fear is to get you to a point in which you lose control or you lack operation. What do I mean by lack operation? Well, you don't do nothing. One of the shows I talked about fear in reference to the Charleston church attack. The people were frozen in fear. And that fear didn't do anything for them because that person was able to eliminate or come in with a plan and be as destructive as he wanted to be with that plan. So fear never works for us. But you should not allow yourself to be victimized by fear. And the only reason why you are is because you are living in the transformation of Westernism. Why do I say it like that? Because you have to believe what they say to be true. You have to believe there's a heaven and there's a hell. You have to believe that you could be good or you could be bad. What makes you feel that you have a right to choose to be bad when it's your nature to be a blessing? You see, Westernism has a plan, and you're falling for their plan. And the reason why you're falling for the plan is because you haven't been exposed to what your purpose here is so that you can walk in your divine prosperity. What is divine prosperity? That is when you live in unison with others, and all you do is live in the purpose of peace and joy. You don't have attachments to material things. You don't have to tell people lies. You don't have to deceive. You see, that's what made the 42 principles of Maat so important in the early ages of our people. Early ages of our people, you know, the first 6 to 8,000 years, there was no war. I mean, did they have disagreements? Absolutely. But we worshiped life. There was an African proverb that said, when an elder died, you lost a library, because the information that elder may have possessed ran through times of the tribal years that may not have ever been recorded except by the person who was there and expounded that. And maybe there might have been writing notes in some manner or fashion so that they could record history. Because we know that they did that. We know. I mean, look at the walls of Egypt right now. You can literally go over there, and if you have the ability to understand and read hieroglyphics, you will learn a whole lot of things that you can apply to your life now that was available back then, but from a different perception. So, listen, this is Brother Davis coming at you. I've been trying to get you get on the telephone because although I want to tell you about what is limitless, if you don't believe you can get there, you're wasting your time. See, I'm going to give you a little side note. I found out that when I see myself greater than I am, the vision of what I can achieve is greater. I told you before about me and my grandchildren. I am greater than the shadow that I cast to them. I only learn these things through my time studying and applying myself and meditating and trial and error. Because did I go into deep meditation the first time I did it? No, absolutely not. But when I was able to find my place of peace, did I understand it? I knew the joy of it. I knew that I didn't have to be disturbed here, and no one could just come and walk in on me because I was inside myself. and those people I loved that was outside of doing things around me knew that this was my time. And they would go out their way to say, no, this is, don't disturb me. See, you're going to have to initiate all of this yourself. I could show you the path, but whether you travel it or not is your decision. Now, I've told you already that you're going to need certain things. You're going to need to be able to nurture yourself. So you really should learn how to grow food that you can eat. You don't have to. You can rely on corporations. They got grocery stores. But you got to also rely on the fact that they're going to have there what it is that you're looking for. And a lot of them now are going organic. Absolutely. Matter of fact, Aldi's going organic. Costco's are going organic. And a few other stores have got their organic sections. But you have to accept their word for it. And with the manipulation of the word organic today that's being done on the political level, it's really going to be difficult to be sure that you're organic because it says organic. So a little due diligence on your part is going to be, go a long way, by most, no means going to go a long way. You're literally going to have to study yourself. How do you study yourself? Well, you want to understand this, that what you're talking about is building a spiritual relationship with your body. Is something called metaphysics. Now, that's going to go into a plethora of areas. But you need to focus on just the indwelling intelligence for now. And you need to operate in that indwelling intelligence. How do you operate with it? When I read, and I got something that's really, really transforming me, and I say, wow. And then I go into my state of meditation, I'm planning that information into my state.
Brother Dave,
when I meditate, I'm planning that into my state. Yes, brother.
We have a call, and after this call, I also have a question. But we have a call from area code 404. Thank you for calling in to Tando. You have a question or comment for Brother Davis.
Yes, good evening. Good evening, Scotty.
Good evening, brother.
Yes, how you doing, Brother Davis? Been listening to you for quite a while now, you know, from the days of Warren and as well as on Tando Radio Show, man. So been listening to you. Been fortunate enough to listen to you for quite some time. I wanted to get with you. I'm Will from Atlanta. I wanted to possibly get with my wife, and I would love to possibly get with you and your wife, or just talk to you off air concerning farming. We want to get into farming and agriculture. We're looking at also getting into becoming, you know, vegetarian, possibly vegans, and also talk with you guys concerning holistic. Is that any way possible?
Yeah, we can make that happen, brother. Listen, my email is blessedcardavis@AOL. BLESSEDRDAVIS@AOL.com.
Okay.
Shoot me an email with your contact information, then I can contact you, and I'll be in the South more and more. After July, I'll be in the South on a regular basis. Because
hey, Brother Davis.
Yes, brother.
Hey, I text Will. I know Will and his wife. I know them, good people. I text Sister Davis the number. So she should have it in her last text from me for contacting Will. Good people, Brother Davis.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, man, since I got the number, I'll give you a call probably tonight or tomorrow, and we could at least conversate, get to know each other, and possibly we can go ahead and make a regular phone call until we can get in that area where we can design, where we can just sit down and meet maybe over some tea or something and really open that door of personal reflection on each other, what we are, what we're doing, and where we want to go.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate it. Yes, sir. Thanks, Brother Davis. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Scotty. Love you guys, man. Continue on.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Listen, brothers and sisters, if it's at any time when you got a connection with Dave, you can always call Dave and say, listen, Brother Dave, blah, 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 blah. I'd like to connect with Brother Davis. He's going to give me the courtesy of calling me and letting me know. In most cases, if my schedule can stand it, I don't have a problem with it. I bet brothers have called me while I was driving and we and looked up for 2-3 hours because the conversation gets so enthralling. But that's cool because I'm going to tell you something. Whatever I give to you returns to me tenfold. So I don't mind. And the best part about it is that you'll have a greater understanding of that as you grow. So I want to put that out there so y'all know there is no one that has cornered the market on sharing. And I don't want you to think for any minute that I possess something that you cannot possess yourself. I've always said we're human beings in a path. And on this path, if we could help each other, we'll better serve humanity. And that's basically what we're about. So, yes, Stu, I look forward to making that phone call tomorrow and talking with you, brother. Getting back to the point I was pointing at.
In reference Brother to, Davis.
Yes, Brother Scotty, yeah, you get a question. Come on.
Yeah, my question is going back to the issue of fear. Concerning melanated people, people who resonate with us, I'm seeing a lot of what I feel is irrational fear concerning this McCarthyism that's going on and the Russians are coming and all this and that. And I was thinking about as I was listening to you about, you know, fear and how they control through fear. I'm saying to myself now, what do melanated people have to fear from Russians? Did the Russians participate in the transatlantic slave trade? Did the Russians, you know, set up Jim Crow in this country? Is the Russians running the largest prison plantation on the planet? Explain that, Brother Davis, that fear. Or is it people faking fear for political reasons?
Well, actually, it's both of those, Scotty, but you have to understand now, fear is a tool. So if they can get you to fear because they fear or what they fear, then they could rally you to their cause. Because guess what? They're going to say, well, it was us today, but you tomorrow. It has nothing to do with you. I've often said to people who said to me, well, man, you're a Vietnam veteran, man. You feel like you've done something for your country. No, hold on. Let me make something very clear to y'all. It was the economics that got me in that military. If I would have had better choices, that wouldn't have been one of them. But since I didn't, I went in on the one pretense, got stuck in another pretense, and I'm fortunate enough to be here. So if you think that I'm carrying some sort of tune of valor for what you should be doing with your life, no, I'm not. And believe me, I told my son who's presently serving in the Marine Corps, please, don't make that decision. But this is what he wanted to do. Am I happy with it? Absolutely not. Do I feel joy every time I hear from him? Absolutely. Because I can't get in touch with him. That's the nature of his choice. But we have to live with certain things. But one thing about fear can never be a tool or be used against an intelligent person. It really shouldn't be a tool or used against melanated people, but melanated people do not have a connection with their true spiritual self. So therefore, they're easily manipulated because they're still living with the history sphere. The fear that history is placed on them through, as you said, Jim Crow and racism and all that. Because they still live in the community with these same people who cast that fear. But you have to understand this. In hard times, you will find allies where you least expect them. But you're going to have to look. See, one thing about humanity, and we must understand this, humanity doesn't have a color. Understand how I said that? Because the purpose was supposed to be the same. And that purpose changed was because the people who represented the change had an intent. And anytime somebody's pushing fear on you, they have an intent. And that intent is to get you to the point where you can be manipulated to the course of action they want you to take. Whether it's to be so scared you're frozen or to be so afraid that you're manipulatable. But there's always an intent behind fear. Did that answer your question, Scotty?
Yes.
Okay, well, listen, we want to keep on running because I want you to understand. I haven't given you the list of what is beyond the connection of your indwelled spirit, your spiritual nature, and where it can go, because there is no limit. You, at that point, you move into the levels of what you call the mystical gifts. What are the mystical gifts? Europeans' greatest fear. Because you have done things in your DNA over the years they cannot explain. How do you build a pyramid? Where'd you get them rocks? How'd you carve them rocks at that size? How could you put them in such unique positions to build something like this? And what did you lift them with? There had to be some serious, serious gifts that these people possessed through cultivating their spiritual knowledge for so long that families might have possessed specific gifts that you don't even know that you're connected to. And that family may have had 5 or 6 generations that cultivated that gift to the point where they were superior at it. Let me give you a quick synopsis. They say the average boulder that was carved to a precise size to make the pyramids don't even exist where they found the pyramids located. Now that, in itself, is a engineer's historic mystery. Because not only did you have a boulder that's designed and cut precisely to a specific spot like a puzzle, but the boulders are not that size even in that country. So can you imagine the gifts that had to be incorporated for a people to be able to manifest the pyramid? You see, when you get into the gifts of the Spirit, there's no limits. And that is their greatest fear, because they could never have any opportunity to control it. You would have no need for their money, which is what they use to give you an understanding of level of judgment. What do they mean? They mean that they tell you when certain people make a certain amount of dollars, they deserve a certain respect. That's a lie. But Westernism's giving you a lot of lies. So people run out here in the street, and they go out here and they play the lottery every day. Because if they hit that lottery, they know, wow, this is what I can do. But do you realize that 90%, and I won't say 90, 75 to 90% of the people that hit the lottery, it does not change their life. Matter of fact, in most cases, it makes them sadder, makes them worse off. Actually, in this day and age, I mean, if you went back and talked to lottery winners, most of them will tell you, I wish I never hit that. The very thing they thought would bring in to the despair that they was living in, actually put them in a deeper state of despair. And I know there are certain people saying, oh, no, that wouldn't happen to me. They didn't know what to do with it. You're probably right. But in reality, chances of you hitting that thing are so minute. People do, don't get me wrong, according to what they tell us. But they are so minute. You would be better spending your time operating in something that's going to give you an education on what happens when you stick something in your mouth. When you stick a fruit, a fresh organic fruit in your mouth, and you bite into it, and the juices that flow off through your jaws are meeting the enzymes. And the enzymes now are taking their portion of that juice, and they're running it to a certain area in which that juice can be transferred into energy. Now, that energy literally is being packed in little compartments so it can be moved all over your body. And in this process, when you reach a certain level, you can literally decide whether that juice stays juice or goes to a specific part of the body where it's best needed. Now, that is power. Now, let's look at it on the next level. When you could take some information that you may not realize that you have the information of, and you take and meditate on that, and in your meditation you think about that circumstance of that information and not realize that information's importance. Well, the cosmos comes in, and it takes your awareness of it out of your subconscious, because once it's in your subconscious, you don't stop thinking about it. You operate in a level of which you're going to bring grandeur to that information. All right, so say a person that you love is close to your baby might be ill. Well, because of what your mind and your body is doing, the cosmos is communicating with that baby system, because all living things are connected. And you are literally enhancing that child's, you're enhancing that child's wellness and not even be in the area or know that child. That is the power of unlimited spiritual awareness. But we have to start on the lowest scale. We must start developing ourselves to understand how we ignite and energize this body and tap it to it in our state of, and I always say in the mystic state. Why do I say a mystic state? Because in the mystic state, your consciousness is open. Your subconsciousness is totally free to engulf your consciousness awareness and your subconscious awareness. And you can plant in your subconscious, and your subconscious will operate in that, in the cosmos, without you even thinking about it. Because now it's because of your indwelled intellect. And as your indwelled intellect is operating in the cosmos, which happens all the time, and that's why I say universe right now is calling out to us, and we have to rise, because if we don't rise, although our time will come and we will move on through transformation, the need will still be met, because those people who are aware are working to give what they can to the cosmos, and the cosmos doesn't want to be polluted. It doesn't want carcinogens in the air. It's fighting back. It's the only way it knows how. And here's what's so unique about this. You play a role. You may not be aware of it, but you play a role. So when you go out in that street tonight or tomorrow and you see somebody lighting up a cigarette, they're being self-destructive. When you go to the grocery store and you see those sweet, sweet seedless grapes, remember, that's poison. Because now we're thinking in reference to having a better quality of human experience. If it doesn't have a seed, now I explain to you, all life has seed, starts out of the seed, even you. So if it doesn't have a seed, it's not natural. That means it doesn't have a belly button. Thank you, darling. There are a lot of things that we can operate in, but the most important thing that we need to operate in is our understanding of life. Scotty, do we have another, will we come up on another break, or? And the reason why I asked that is because we try to do this thing in increments. But if it doesn't have a belly button, and these new transhumans that they talk about, literally they don't have belly buttons. And here's another thing I want you to understand. That because we, as melanated people, are so superior in so many things, that the worth of your physical body is far beyond what most of the average black person would believe. Why? Because they keep them programmed, unconscious, and indulged in all of the things that will take them away from growing to understand what knowing thyself is, let alone the principles of trying to achieve it. And the more that they can do that with those people, the more they can victimize them. But as you become aware and you begin to wake up, you are going to be exposed to different things in a manner in which you were not exposed to them before. Just like the first question I had. First statement I made in the show was what? I'll tell you.
Yeah, Brother Davis, you may come up on a break.
Okay. Every living thing needs water. Okay, we come up on a break. Let's take a break and come back. Get on your phones. You got one more segment left, and I got information I'd like to give. So give me a call here, Brother Davis, on Wise Wednesday.
Oh, this you crazy mother...
Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, welcome back. Brothers and sisters, this is an opportunity in the last segment. I really want you to think about in-depthly about the things that I'm saying to you. Because literally now, you're going to hear a lot about the so-called alternatives. They call it alternative medicine or mysticism. They always put something on it to make you think they're connected to it. They're not. And the reason why they're not is because they're not built the way you are. They can try, and they may experience some things. But if you take the path that they chose, you may not get to where you want to go. You may get to where they want you to go. And the reason why they want you to go to certain places is because every time you do something, you enhance the ability to achieve it. And they know it. But they're not going to tell you that. You know why they're not going to tell you that? Because they want you to feel as though they are superior. That is their program. But here's the catch-22. You are going to be what is needed to transform this world from the way they left it to what it needs, where it needs to be and where it's going to go. You understand how I said that? Where it's going to go, whether they like it or not, it's going that way. And the sad part about it is that they initiated it. So as the universe begins to take on this transformation, it really, it's some people will call it a judgment. Other people got a lot of different things. Some of the Christians talk about the revelation and all of that. That's all crap. I'm going to be right straight to the point. And I'm going to tell you why it's crap. Because that's man's understanding of what's going to happen. They don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know this, that I am energy, and that the shell that I am in is only designed for a lifetime. What is a lifetime? A lifetime is the period of time that it takes you to understand. Understand what? How to maintain it longer by giving it the things that it needs or abusing it to the point of destruction. And believe me, that happens every day. So I don't want you to think for a minute that I'm trying to tell you that this is what's going to happen to you. No. Because those are your choices, not mine. I choose for me. I take vitamins and minerals every day because I know my body needs vitamins and minerals that the food no longer supplies. And I eat a very good meal. Actually, I can't complain at all. My wife has taken to a heart, the needs of us to achieve the greatest degree of longevity in these bodies possible. So she's always looking for the things that's going to give us the most value for our dollar, as well as the highest grade of organics, so that our body will know what's going in it and process it so that we can get the most potent and maximum usage out of it and be able to process it in a system that can stay healthy because of the choices that we make. And this is the responsibility that is on you. A lot of people say a lot of stuff. And I'm going to tell you something. people who talk are, most cases, are not doing a whole lot unless they are orating about what they're doing. And when they're orating about what they're doing, they do it every day. So that comes easy. And I'm going to tell you something. I know you need 64 ounces of water every day. And did you hear me say I drink 64 ounces of water every day? I drink a lot of water every day. Do I need to drink more? Absolutely, I need to drink more. But see, I was brought up in a time where water didn't have a value on it. See, the times have changed because greed has placed a value on the very natural nectar that we need to live. And there are people all over the world that are dying from a lack of water. Not because it's there, not there, but because they cannot achieve what is needed to get it. And sometimes the quality of the water, well, most of the time the quality of water makes a great difference. But when you're in an area that doesn't have a lot of industry around it, the quality of water is, in most cases, of the highest quality. But once again, that comes down to our choices. I've heard people say to me, you drink water today? No, man, I don't drink water. I don't like the taste. What do you mean you don't like the taste? I don't like the taste. Shut up right there. Because that tells me that they're not knowledgeable enough to know the important role that water plays in their natural body functions. Do you realize some of the diseases that happen to different organs of your body are because of the lack of water? So in many ways, like I said, we are plants, but we live in a different dimension. And because we live in a different dimension, the way we are cultivated up is different. You see, short-term plants to bring nutrition to the life have what's called seasons. And those plants that literally are strong and stay put are called perennials. And they come back every season. And if you don't know what they are, follow the deer. They have a natural instinct for what they eat in their environment. They can tell you where the fruit trees are, where the water is. All you got to do is follow them. And there are certain areas in the culture today that literally utilize the animals to find the natural things like water and honey and that sort of thing. You heard the brother say the other day about the honey bird, what they do to the honey bird, and then follow the bird who takes it to the honey. But that's also done in different parts of Africa with baboons. They catch a baboon, put a rope around it, tie him to a tree, feed him salt for a couple hours, come back 2 or 3 hours later or the next day, untie the baboon. The baboon runs straight to the water, and guess what? They follow the baboon. So these are things that literally are natural in the rhythm of life. But we got to find the role that we play in that rhythm so that we can become a greater tool for the universe. And understand how I said that. We can become a greater tool for the universe because it's always tapping in to ourselves, our spiritual indwelling intelligence. And the best part about that is that it gives you the blessing of the universal law, given it should be given unto you. Help and others will help you. Build and people will build with you. These are truths. Not one of them ever says that you will not be attacked by your own man, your brother man. Oh, yeah. And that's what's happening when you see racism. That's a man attacking man. And in literally most cases, it has nothing to do with the man that's being attacked, other than the color of his skin, something you said. We are bold people, but we're really bold in ignorance. We should be bold in intellect. But the reason why we're not bold in intellect is because we've given the rights of sustaining a quality of life up for ourselves to other people. So when you go to the grocery store, remember that whatever you get out of that store that is not alive, in some ways is going to kill you more than help you. When you go to the grocery store, you should have a whole totally different concept of it now. You should remember this, that even the food that comes to your dinner table, like fresh chicken and everything, has been through a process. And you don't know that process. And that process can kill you. If you didn't grow that chicken, decide the day that this time is done where it can become nutrient to your body, then you don't know nothing about that chicken. And that's the same way with beef, pork, or everything else. But people think, oh, our government, FDA, ain't going to let us down. Oh, yes, it has, on more than one occasion. And the best part about it is that, guess what? Now, it's even allowing private companies to do the same thing. You see, never in history has there been a company that had the power of Congress to say, if this company's product kills you, ain't nothing you can do about it. Then we'll see to it. But that's what the Monsanto's Act does. And people are dying every day. Make no mistake. Their system is of the population is in full effect. And if we are going to operate on a spiritual system, we are going to be in full effect. Because not only are we required to operate on it, we're required to inform all of those along the way. And many of those won't even tap into an understanding of what you're trying to say. But we're still required to inform them along the way. We are not allowed by any means to let something that is emotional stop us. And that is why we must learn the importance of separating our emotion from every major decision in our lives, regardless of who it involves. Why? Because when you allow that to happen, you either hurt yourself or you hurt the person. Now, I know some of you are saying, what do you mean hurt the person? I'm going to give you an understanding. How many people do you know now that have children 30, 40, 50 years old living with them and they don't contribute at all? They just live there. What are hurting that person? Because that person is not learning the importance of going out and utilizing the sweat of his brow to produce a resource that's going to give him the opportunity to have a better quality of life. And then all of a sudden something happens to that person that was supplying them with everything. Well, now that person who used to just stay at home and do nothing because mother and daddy supplied all of those things, when mother and daddy are gone, what happens to that person? They become victimized because they didn't take the time or were not pushed to the point to do something for themselves. Every animal in nature pushes the chickling or the chick or the pup or the cub out the nest after a period of time. Why? Because they must learn to survive. We must not allow our children or someone else to victimize themselves because of our emotion for them. I'm telling you from experience. I've been married a while, and we have 5 children. And each one of them requires a certain degree of technique in your love. Fortunately, we didn't have children that would go crazy or disobeyed or that sort of thing. I mean, we were children, children. Some of them make mistakes, and you go down and pick them up, you help dust them off, ask them what they did, ask them what happened, see if they understand what the process that they did, and they're ready to move on because they don't know not to make that mistake again. This is the purpose that we are supposed to show as the examples for children. My brothers and sisters, this is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. I'm giving you tonight truth, nothing but truth. And the reason why I'm giving you the truth is because we have reached a very critical stage in the universe. And this universe is literally chaos, but let me say agitation all over it. Chaos is next. But it's in a state of agitation. Every country right now in the world has a state of agitation. There's something going on in that country that's causing agitation. So sooner or later, when the chaos kicks in, there's going to be a certain degree of those people who literally can elevate beyond the circumstance. And there's going to be a certain degree of those people who are going to look for the government, and the government's going to come in, and in most cases, and they won't tell you this, But in most cases, what they're going to do is what they've always done. Steal, kill, and destroy. Or they're going to do this under the sky. Remember, I just said sky. That is a disguise. Because they can't disguise what they've already been doing already. But they're going to do it under the skies of this is what you need. This is the best thing for you. And well, there's going to be some people who are dumb enough to say, please do it. And you can see that right now. A certain degree of people in Chicago saying, yeah, we need to have federal officers here. We need to have the National Guard here. No, they don't. You start that in one major city, and that's going to go across the country like wildfire. But yet, there are people who argue that for and against. Really, what we need, we really need to find where we can be respectful, obedient, and collaborate with each other. Because when we collaborate, we are acting like humans. And when we collaborate, we can build, we can come up with ideas. We don't need their resources. But if we don't believe we can achieve it, we can never get it. I've always said I can believe I can do the impossible. But see, I have put on the crown of Osiris. That's how I see myself. But that's how I reach. I don't reach with the intent to fall short. I reach with the intent to accomplish. And sometimes I don't even have to reach at all. Because in the method of teaching, I'm extending the hand of the Creator the way it was extended to me. And how was it extended to me? If you want the apple off the tree and I taught you how to climb, get your own apple.
So true. Brother Davis, we got to get ready to get out of here because the new Abolitionist Radio is coming on right after this. And Scotty's got to load up for that. Another great, great show. Thank you so much, Brother Davis. I was able to listen to the whole show in between, but we got to get ready to get out of here because Scotty's already on the board. So much love, much respect. Thank you, Brother Davis, and all the listeners. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Love.